Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's the show with Josh Johnson. That's me. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I'm joined by...
Dulce Sloan!
Who's a correspondent for The Daily Show. And on this show, we talk about the hard-hitting, important issues that are going on in all of our lives, okay? Today... we're coming in hot. We're coming in heavy because we're both very passionate about today's topic. Has to do with matrimony, has to do with lifelong commitment, has to do with a lot of stuff that ideally is only ever going to happen one time. But depending on who you are, sometimes it happens five. You know, some people are hard to get along with others. Today we're talking about wedding DJs versus wedding bands. Dulce, just let the people know. I'm not even asking for your arguments. I'm just saying, let the people know where you stand.
And I want to give the people a second to think where I stand. Play the thinking music. Y'all know where I stand. You know where I stand. You know I ain't behind no damn band. You know I'm DJ all the way. What is you even talking about? What is you even talking about? Okay? Of course I'm teen DJ because I like having a good time. You, on the other hand, want to listen to acoustic guitar all night. The fuck? No.
Acoustic guitar.
Yeah, that sounds right. That's in a band, right?
So let's get started off on the right foot, okay? All right, because you're coming at wedding bands like it's just one guy that you didn't invite to a party with a guitar. Listen, that's not what's happening, all right? These bands have brass, they have percussion, they have lead singers.
Okay, we've all been in a shopping mall, right? We've all been in a business where you were listening to, what's the correct term for it? Where it's like someone has remade a song, but you don't know why they did it.
Okay, a cover?
Like, it's the wrong girl singing Britney Spears. Like, it's not Britney.
A cover,
Britney sang
yeah.
the song. It's a cover, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to pay a group of adults to not do their own music. You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all became... like, I have a hard time believing in a group of people who learned a skill, right? Mm. Playing an instrument is difficult. That's why all of us can't do it. Everybody can talk. But not everyone can learn an instrument. I was supposed to learn the saxophone in the fourth grade when we moved back to Miami, so I couldn't, right?
Okay.
But I can play a recorder just as good as everybody else. I can read music because I sang, you know, as a trained singer. And I know enough about a piano where I can't play the accompaniment, but I can play the vocal part of a song, right? Playing a piano is difficult. You need both hands. Playing the drums is very hard. Guitar, all that. You got two hands on something? That ain't easy. So you sat up and learned this skill to be paid to play someone else's music professionally? I'm supposed to hear your rendition of Survivor? I'm supposed to hear a wedding band rendition of Beyonce. Why would I want that? Why would I spend my hard-earned money? I'm trying to celebrate. I done trapped this man. It have took me so long to meet this bastard. He's late. If the man who I'm going to marry is listening to this, you're late, bro. You're fucking late. Where have you been? Okay? I'm very annoyed. But if I spent the time, I found a venue, I done picked out a dress, I done fed a bunch of people, now I'm supposed to spend the rest of my evening listen to a bunch of middle-aged people do their own rendition of Run DMC. I'm the fuck out of here.
So you brought up some interesting points. You brought up some things that are maybe valid, but I don't think so. Okay? Because first of all, you brought up singing other people's songs. That's not always the case.
Oh, they have their then I want to hear the original music for some people I've never even heard of.
Well, why would you hire them for your wedding if you've never even heard of them? There are bands that people like that they get to play their wedding. You're still a wedding band, even if you're a famous band.
What's a band that plays at a wedding? What's a well-known band? Who's a well-known band that plays at a wedding?
Any band that's hired by a Saudi prince.
Okay. First of all, they take care of you. Back up.
Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah.
Only a Saudi prince has Saudi prince money.
Just a Saudi prince.
Listen,
if
you're a regular person, with a regular budget, not somebody who's living your life based off of fossil fuels, ground up dinosaurs in a gas tank, if you are a regular human being on a regular wedding budget, what is a band that people would know that you could hire for your wedding?
Any local band they enjoy.
Who enjoys a local? No.
People enjoy local things. People
I'm sure that they do.
Yeah,
but that does not mean that everybody at my wedding is going to know who they are or even care.
But why is it important to know they are if they're good?
But if they're good, that doesn't matter.
There was a point where you didn't know who Megan Thee Stallion was, but she was good. Now everybody knows who she is.
But everyone knows. But my question is, but say before people knew who she was, then you're hiring a local rapper for your wedding. Everybody was local. Like, I was a local comic before I got on this here television. You were a local comic before you got on that there television, you know? So I'm not saying that people don't hire local band. What I'm saying is that their repertoire, the reason I'm not a fan mainly of the wedding band is that they don't know all the songs. They know their songs. And now if I'm a fan of this band, but the people at my wedding aren't a fan of this band, that means that my wedding, the guests of my wedding are subjected to the songs of this band that they have never heard of. Right?
Subjected to.
I said what
because,
I said.
Because.
Okay, fine. They're able to enjoy. Whatever. So a band only knows the songs. I've had plenty of friends in bands because I have a lot of white friends. They know their songs. And then the songs they learned how to play. After that, there's no more songs. So depending on how long your reception is, so say they got 10 songs. They only probably know about 20, 30 songs, right? They could know more.
They need to know more if they're a wedding band.
They should know more. But there's certain things that they can't play. It goes into demographics, right? I want to hear No Hands by Waka Flocka. I don't know a band that's going to play that, and I don't want to hear a band play that.
Ooh, you don't know that you don't want to hear a band play
that. No. There was that one white boy that was playing, that was doing it in the acoustic version of it to the point that Waka Flocka took him on the road. I'm not saying that I don't. What I'm saying is that the music that they, their catalog of music is limited. Because they can only play a certain amount of songs. But if you have a DJ, you have all of the music.
So this is the thing. This is where I think DJs can fall short. There's two ways in which I think DJs really can hit rock bottom as far as the reception goes. Absolutely rock bottom. One of them is a DJ, just like you're talking about wedding bands, a DJ has to have the right rhythm. And they have to feel out the mood of the reception, okay? That's a talent that not everybody has. A lot of people can make sure the songs don't skip. A lot of people can make sure the songs don't skip. But some people don't know. It's like, all right, we just played this song. Maybe not this song next, you know?
No, that's because that goes... Listen, as someone who has dated a lot of DJs, dated, slept with, tomato, tomato. I've done both, right? A good DJ, they're going to be paying attention to the flow of the party. They're going to be paying attention to beats per minute. They're going to know how to amp a party up. Keep a party going. Bring a party down. If it's at the end of the night, you see what I'm saying? Like, I was at an event last night, And the DJ, and this is what the number of DJs I have booed in my life. Like, DJs to me are almost like journalists, right? There's no, listen, think about the number of times that you've been interviewed by somebody and been like, you didn't go to school.
Mm.
You're not trained in this. Like, remember, like when we were only dealing in newspaper and periodicals, you had to have just, you know, schooling, training, and gumption, all right? Just being real fucking nosy to become a journalist. Now, anybody with an internet connection and Google Docs can call themselves a journalist. The number of times I have been in an interview and been like, did you do any research? Did you do any research? Like, it's the number of times I've been in an interview and I could tell someone does not know what they're doing. You want to be called a journalist more than you're trying to be a journalist. It's like when those comics that first start out that only want to hang out in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you've been doing stand-up for 3 months. Get the hell out of the green room. You're not a comic. You're someone who's performed on. You're someone who's gotten on stage and said words. You're not a comic. So what I'm saying is, we've all seen shitty people try to do a thing. And this DJ, last night, I call them the anti-crowd DJ. Where they will play. We've all experienced the anti-crowd DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone who takes a popular song from whenever. They'll play it long enough for you to get excited about it. Like, okay, that's my song. And I think they wait for somebody to go, that's my song. And they never let them get to the part where they say song.
Yeah.
You ever see somebody be like,
in between songs. Yeah.
No. If you're the person who's enjoying the song and you get ready to say, oh, that's my song, this DJ is watching you. And they're watching you go, that's my, and then they change it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll do it again with another song and then change it. And then they do it again another time. And then the song they let them play all the way out is a song that nobody is enjoying.
I will tell you this, that thing that you're describing right there,
mm-hmm.
I think that comes from people who used to do radio and then they started DJing. Because if you remember back in the day when we were kids and there wasn't this ultimate access to music, right? You can only have what was on the radio. Radio DJs would tease out the upcoming song, like whatever new thing was about to drop. They play like 15 seconds of it, and it would be how they keep you listening to their show. They'd be like, oh, and stay tuned for the new Drake and, you know, whatever, right?
Right.
So that would just happen over and over and over again. Then finally
but we're
they
at a
play.
Party.
No, I'm with you, but that's just where the person like learned that skill. And so they're just carrying it over.
But
it's a very weird thing. It's not conducive with parties, but that's also why I'm not defending radio DJs or wedding DJs.
Well, but I feel like for that to come from that, eventually the radio DJ played the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, originally there was a payoff for them doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, hey, this Migos song that you really like?
Mm-hmm.
Here's 15 seconds of, you know, t-shirt. Mama told me, and then it's gone. And I'm like, but I love 17.5. I wanted to yell some color t-shirt. Like, I don't.
No, it's evil. I'm with you.
It's truly rude. So it's like, those DJs are annoying. I call them anti-crowd DJs. Also, the number of DJs that I have booed. Ooh.
I feel like you should have chosen wedding band. Because coming at DJs way harder than I am.
What I'm saying is that DJs have their ups and their pros and their cons.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more pros to having a DJ. Because, like, say you have, like, my wedding. Because we're speaking into existence that I'm going to have a wedding, okay?
Okay.
This is what we're trying to do. I'm trying to talk better. I'm trying to be less pessimistic. But sometimes being, you know, trying to, because I always think the worst of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being disappointed when it goes bad, I get to be surprised when it goes well. Now I kind of feel like that's not probably the best way to think.
No, it's not conducive with getting and what you want and feeling how you want to feel.
Right. Because usually I'm just spend a lot of time being disappointed and hoping that something will change it. Right.
Yeah.
As opposed to being optimistic and then being disappointed. But like people don't realize that hope is hard. So
yeah, hope is very hard. And I also think that, you know, like this, I completely agree with what you're saying. Hope is difficult, which is why I feel like you either take the hopeful route, or if you're really trying to get there, you're trying to manifest it, you go the grind route. Okay?
Oh, no.
You go ahead. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's a possibility. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You find a man that's out here doing his thing, getting it, just getting the grind drilled into his lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So then when you meet him, he's like, Dulce, I want to sit and chat with you. I want to be around you and everything, but I can't even. I got to go right now because the grind is out there. All right? Here is home. But you can't stay home. Sometimes you got to grind it out. You know, sometimes you got to leave that person that you're with, go grind.
But I just got him. Why is he leaving me to grind?
Hey, no. But one of the reasons you like him is because he put the grind in. Okay. So then you're seeing.
But when is he going to be done grinding? When is he going to be ground?
Okay. Hey, he'll be ground when he is completely and forever no longer broke. All right. But until he's there, don't you want a grinder? Or do you just want somebody who you got to spot for dinner? Okay, so let that man grind.
But I'm also grinding. But our grinding needs to sync up.
Hey, I'm just telling you the way it is out there.
Fuck you, Josh.
I hope for you that the grinding syncs up. I hope when you have to go, he has to go. All right, but more than likely, when you have to go, that may be his only time to rest. And he really shouldn't even be resting. He should be out there grinding, all right? If you see him sleeping, you wake him up. You tell him, sleep is for the weak.
Okay? Listen, you know the scariest thing I've ever heard is, I'll sleep when I'm dead?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's one of the most toxic things that we have been taught as a society. That and he's only being mean to you because he likes you. There's so many girls that have been very, very awful situations because of that phrase.
Yeah, because he might just be mean.
He might just be mean.
He might just be mean. And look, let me tell you right now.
If he's being mean, he's not grinding?
If he's out here grinding, he doesn't have time to be mean, okay? When you grind it, you just have time to grind and to sleep and to be a good man.
I'm going to let him sleep. Because I understand that being sleepy can make you cranky. And I don't want some sleep-deprived man. Because you know what happens with some man's grinding and sleep-deprived?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't dropping off that D like he should be. Okay? And at the end of the day...
That's part of the grind, too, though.
The D is part of the grind?
It is. How can it not be? All right? It's one of the main things. All we really need as humans is water, shelter, food... And the smash, okay?
That's right? True. You gotta
smash
eat.
Is a synonym for what? Grinding.
I cannot wait till this book comes out. You're a fucking you are a terrorist.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So one day I'm going to get married, and this is the thing with the good DJ, right? So I have friends and family of various ethnic backgrounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
My wedding is going to have a very large amount of my best friend, one of my good friends, like their family is my family, their mom is my mom, like, and it's all, like, my family is going to consist of like a very small group of Black people.
Yeah.
And then I don't know about 50 of my Mexican family. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the music at my wedding is going to be very different. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like I have down south stuff and then pop stuff and then rap stuff. And then Latin music that's going to be played. So I need a DJ because I'm going to be playing various genres of music from various eras, right? Mm-hmm. Like you might be playing that La Vaca song, and then there's Como La Flor. You see what I'm saying? Because I enjoy both of those songs. But also, there might be a Bone Thugs and Harmony song, and then Glorilla Pimp. I love her, by the way. Have you heard of her? She's great. She's from Memphis. She has a very deep voice. She's a tiny little thing. She's so adorable. But her voice is deep, but she has this song, and a line in the song was like, "He got 99 problems, and the biggest one is me." And like you can just hear her smiling. And it makes me so happy. Because also, it's like, I don't want to be the biggest problem, right? I want to be 37 of these problems. So that's not true. I don't want to be any of his problems. I want to be his solutions. But if you can choose, because listen, I don't know. Have you ever heard that song by Prince, The Beautiful Ones?
No.
Listen, Prince has this song called Beautiful Ones. Uh-huh. And the chorus is that the beautiful ones will hurt you every time. And just the thing I want, and I just hope that if my future husband is listening, that he finds the humor in what I'm about to say. But for everyone listening, listen to the song, The Beautiful Ones, and then think about somebody who broke your heart. Don't you want them sitting in the dark, listening to that song, thinking about you? You don't want that for your life? You don't want that for yourself? You don't want somebody just sitting in the dark crying, going, baby. Oh my God, it makes me so happy.
I think I'm all right. The thing about a wedding band.
Well, fuck that band.
Because I feel like we've gone awry as usual. The thing with a wedding band that I will say, there is an energy in the room.
What?
That can't be matched by just playing a song out in the dance hall.
What energy? Every time I've been at a wedding with a band, I've been annoyed. And also, anytime I'm at a wedding with a band, it seems like that the band either didn't... And I've been to some nice white weddings with bands. I've never been to a black wedding with a band. But it's always... First of all, once the swing music starts, I gotta go. Also, a band start playing genres of music that I don't listen to, I don't enjoy, I don't know how to dance to. So, and they're always going to play a chicken dance, which is fine. But, like, I don't know what energy you're talking about. Anytime I've ever been in a wedding with a band, soon they start playing, half the people leave.
So, my band heads know what I'm talking about.
Band heads? Right? What are you talking about?
The band people heads. Who hired a band for their wedding know what I'm talking about. The people who play in bands for weddings know what I'm talking about. And the people who have been to a wedding with a band that the band went off know exactly what I'm talking about.
Give me an example of a band going off at a wedding. I have never enjoyed a band at a wedding, ever.
Just because you hate bands at weddings?
They're the worst.
They're not the worst.
They are.
I've had DJs be the worst. I've had DJs be absolutely insane.
We've all seen awful DJs. I've been at clubs with bad DJs. I have booed DJs. I have recruited people to boo a DJ.
Just, okay, as an example,
right? But I've also
right?
booed a band. People don't realize booing is actually very cathartic. And it's informative. You've never booed before?
I'm not going to say I've never booed. I'm just
trying to make sure that you booed, because someone who's booed knows what I'm talking about. Would you rather boo one person playing bad music or boo a bunch of people who are trying to live their dream? Booing one motherfucker who didn't play the song you wanted? Fine.
Wait.
But booing a wedding band?
What?
Wow.
What?
What?
So look, I'm saying DJing is too accessible, all right? Just like you said,
it
anybody,
is.
iPod, whatever. It's so accessible that some people that are both bad at checking the vibe of the room and being a DJ get to be DJs, sometimes hired for a wedding. Bands, though, since bands have to include people who understand and play instruments and know how to play different songs, you're already starting
at a level
that's a bit higher than these terrible DJs.
Because just because you and a band have decided you can play a song doesn't mean you can play it well.
You're playing it.
I would rather hear... There's nothing worse than the bad cover of a song. Also, you all are the wrong tempo. You all are the wrong key. The singer is the wrong singer for this song. It's either too low or too high for them. So they're not good at singing. This band is not good at playing. Because when you have a bad DJ, you can get to the point where, because this is the other thing about wedding DJs. You can give them a playlist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can get a sample of their sets. You can see them DJ somewhere else. In the same way that you... Before anything, all wedding entertainment should be vetted. See a set from this DJ. Listen to this band before you hire them. Because anytime I'm at a wedding and there's a bad DJ or a bad band, my first thing is, they must have been affordable. I didn't say what I was going to say. I said affordable. Don't shake your head. I was being nice. Whenever I'm at a wedding and the DJ or the band is bad, I know that you did not go see this person. You didn't get a video of them performing. You didn't get a ticket. You had no idea what their skill set was before you hired them. And that is unforgivable, period. Unforgivable is such an intense thing, but that's how I feel. Also, like bad food at a wedding. You should have tasted this food. You should have tried this cake. I know you tried the cake.
I mean, you should have had it cold, by the way, because it's going to come out cold. It's going to be cold. So the best wedding food I've had is wedding food that I knew was going to be good, even if it got cold. Because no matter how many, if you have a big wedding, no matter how prepared you are, serving the plates means it's going to be lukewarm, which means it might be cold by the time I get to it.
And see, I know people think that a buffet is tacky. But when you're serving that many people, that's the only way to ensure that that person has hot food.
Yeah, if you don't care about hot food, then like don't do the buffet. It's fine. But if you care about it tasting the way it would taste for you when you were having the sample, hey, you gotta just. I mean, but that's a totally different thing. I'm just saying that when I have watched bands, it's been fun, and there's been. What do you say? How do you say it? There's been something about the band being there that was, you know, it's for you. It's special because it's unique, you know?
Wow. That's the same songs they play for everybody at every wedding they perform at.
No, they're feeding off of the crowd in a different way.
No, the fuck they're not. It's a band. They can only play so many songs. They have to learn songs. They don't know all the songs. It's not special. It's not court. It's here's the song we're gonna play. Most bands, listen, I've dated dudes in bands. I've known people in bands. Bands have the same way that comics have set lists. Mm-hmm. Bands have set lists. Mm-hmm. And if you're hiring a band, you usually have to go, these are the songs that we want you. These are the songs you know how to play. These are the songs we want you to play. It's not a special curated thing. Them fuckers know 30 songs, and we're going to play them in whatever order. Did you pay for 15? Because think about it. Say a band knows 30 songs. A wedding reception lasts how long? 4 hours?
Yeah.
If you got a wedding reception that lasts 4 hours, say a song is about 5 minutes, that's 48 songs.
Mm-hmm.
Most bands don't know that many songs.
But the bands also take breaks. Just like DJs take breaks.
Right, but a DJ, at least when a DJ takes a break, they put on music. When a band takes a break, there's no one playing an instrument. That's all your music.
No. There's a different vibe in place with a band than with a DJ.
That depends on the people in the band. That's what I'm saying. If your band isn't vibing with the people, because some bands treat that shit just like doing a shift at McDonald's. All right, we're in here. Let's play these songs, get this $1,000 that we're going to split up among the six of us and get the hell out of here. So you have to find the band that wants to connect with the audience. that wants to create an experience. You have to get the right band, because a lot of it falls on if you're creating this experience or whatever. Because I'm telling you, most wedding bands I've seen, they're not even really talking to people. They don't take requests because they can't take requests because they only know 30 songs. And you probably only paid for 15.
This is where I'm coming from. I think you would be surprised at the, whether you're talking about bands or DJs, I think you'd be surprised at how similar the set list is for both those people. I understand DJs have access to more songs, but when you actually look at a 4 to 3 hour wedding reception, I think you'd be surprised at how basic and how popular the songs that the DJ plays are, because they're songs that a band would probably know.
But a band has to know the popular songs. So a band doesn't have the opportunity to play these offcuts, but they can only play the hits because they're a cover band anyway. And they're doing that. Like, aren't most wedding bands cover bands?
No. Some of them are straight up like jazz bands. Some of them are like rock bands as far as the genre.
They're playing new jazz.
Yeah, they'll play new jazz. If you hire a jazz band for your wedding, they're coming at you with stuff you've never heard before because you like jazz. Do you know what I mean? Like, I understand they have to hit you with jazz classics because that's the genre that you want within stuff that people will be able to dance to.
Right.
But you'd be surprised at how, like, some of them just instrumental-wise, take the singer out of it for a second, some of them are just playing mood music that, sure, a DJ could do and everybody could talk over whatever. But sometimes it's just nice to watch somebody play an instrument that's good at it, you know?
It is, but also, wedding DJ, just DJ, more affordable overall, because it's one dude. It's one human being, or it's one woman, however you identify. It's one human being. And it ain't back in the day where you got to bring in the crates and crates of music, okay? Ain't nobody walking in with crates. Ain't nobody really scratching records like they used to.
I would love for somebody to just bring a crate. And you're like, what's in that? And it's like the 80s.
Exactly. What's in that crate? The 90s. What do you?
Yeah. Like, the I got fact six that, more crates.
I got six more crates. No. What? So what? Do you need us to bring out a dolly or something? Nah. I got my dolly with me. Oh, yeah. Okay.
My dolly whip.
I brought a wagon. He's
a wheelbarrow full of vinyls.
Full of loose vinyl. Not even in a container.
It's like, what is this? This whole thing looks scratched off. Well, let's play it and find out.
God. Because that's what I found out about the history of like scratching. Is like you had to buy two of the same album. Mm-hmm. And if it was really popular, you just had to keep buying one of them, you just scratched. That's why, like, with scratching it out, like a record, at least it was like somewhat salvageable. If you scratch a CD, there's a Bone Thugs and Harmony CD that I used to fall asleep with. Somebody stole my CDs, but I used to fall asleep, just to think about that just hurt my heart. I used to fall asleep listening to, and there was a scratch at one particular part in a song. And whenever I heard that song without the scratch, it was like, oh, yeah, that's not supposed to.
Yeah, you get a feeling. You get an actual, like, ooh, what was that? I find that when I make a playlist and then I playlist something out of order that's on the same album, when I actually listen to the album and the song I'm expecting doesn't come next, it's genuinely jarring.
Yes.
Like, even if I love almost all of an album, when I actually grab the album and I'm like, let me put some of this on playlist. Usually my two favorite songs are never next to each other.
I hate that.
So then you play something, you love it, and then you get used to the other thing that you love coming behind it. But then you're just at somebody's house and they're letting an album play in the background. They're just chilling. And then you're like, this is completely out of order.
Who did this?
Oh, the artist did it. My bad.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The first album I got that wasn't a rap album was Justin Timberlake's first album, Justified.
Okay.
And that's when I found out that rappers love sketch comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was just 13 songs. And then I was like, where are the sketches?
Mm-hmm.
Because the only thing I ever had was like Bone Thugs and Harmony CDs or like, you know, Crazy Bone solo album or Mo Thugs album or T.I.'s. You know, it's like it's the first time I got a non-
Mm-hmm.
rap, you know, or fucking Busy Bone. Like, I had a lot of Bone Thugs and Harmony albums, is what you can obviously hear from this. But I heard, I was like, where are the skits? Justin Timberlake ain't do his job. Like, I was very concerned.
Yeah,
and then I
yeah.
found out that if it's not a rap album,
there probably won't be.
Britney Spears doesn't have any sketches either. Like, it's not, yeah. like, Alicia Keys didn't have any sketches either. And I'm just like, well, when did rappers, these niggas just love comedy? Like, that's mm-hmm. what I'm just, like, very confused
yeah,
about.
They're into it.
But for me, it's just, I can go, I want to be able, if I'm paying you to play music at these here nuptials, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm up here feeding all of these people. I done brought in shoes. You know, it's like, I got all kind of snacks. It's a party in this bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just changed it to a different outfit because I'm about to party in these beach. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to walk up to you and go, I want to hear anything. You know how the last song you played? So listen. I want to be able to walk up to a human being that I'm going to pay money because they got to eat, right? Sit down, eat. Do you? I did not know that sometimes at weddings, people don't look like the photographer and the DJ eat.
Yeah, no, that's wild. I have heard about that, but yeah.
Who are these people? All I'm saying is that I should be able to walk up to a DJ and be like, listen, I want to hear Reba's Fancy. And then walk up to you later and be like, listen, I want to hear Big Old Freak from Megan Thee Stallion. And I need to just be able to come from the same person.
So, would
you then I don't want to hear a band do Megan Thee Stallion. That's the thing.
You wouldn't be impressed if a band.
No.
No. If a band had the musicality to perfectly capture the instrumental. Mm-mm. And if a singer had the pipes to pull off a well-known song that isn't usually played at weddings.
I'm not interested in hearing a cover. I don't enjoy covers. Mostly. It's like, I want to, like, it reminds me of that Muzak kind of, hey. Also, I've always been confused by, like, the covers you would actually hear, like, the Muzak music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm in a Starbucks, and I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't who sang this song. Is it really less money? I guess I'm always confused. I'm like, how is it legal? I think is what I'm always confused about.
You have to pay a royalty for the recording, but then just for the performance, I don't think that you have to pay anything because it would be like you having to pay to sing the song you like in the shower. Because if it's a recording, you can get mechanical royalties off of it. You can make money off of your version of this song, but you didn't write it and you didn't do the original recording, so you have to pay the people who basically did the original work. But I think that for a wedding,
why just not let the original work be the work? Why are you paying for?
I think that some people, there are some people who have really great covers.
There are.
And it's part of their catalog because maybe how they made a name for themselves is that they proved that they were as good of a singer as this person. And then they broke off into their own original stuff. So I could see how if one of those really hit, how you would want to, you're like, hey, it's worth paying this person who originally created the royalties so that I can get my shine off of the fact that I sing this thing very well. Or
I mean, we all know the best cover of any song of all time is Whitney Houston doing We'll Always Love You. Because, like, they interviewed Dolly Parton, and Dolly Parton was like, she's like, I wrote it, but that's Whitney Houston's song.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said the first time she heard it on the radio, I think in the interview, she said she almost ran off the road. She was driving in her car, It was like, and like it was very bad.
So I feel like this is a good place to, you know, kick it off to you, the listener. I feel like maybe, look, admittedly, this time, I don't know if I made enough wedding band points, but I said my piece. I think that wedding bands are great. And I think that for the length of your reception, hopefully you find one, just like it's your responsibility to find a DJ that knows vibes. It's your responsibility to find a wedding band that actually knows a lot of songs and has done weddings before and just can bring that energy. I think there is an energy in the room. I'll say it again. I really do believe it. I've witnessed it.
Right. I'm not saying there is an energy in a room. Like, someone who is playing music in a room has to be able to capture that. I'm just saying that I haven't been in a situation where a band has caught the vibe. Because a lot of times when I've seen bands perform at a wedding, I've seen people go, and then there's never anybody on the dance floor. It's like, it's no one. You're here. Because there's people that really, because I've been at weddings, they're like, oh my God, Dulcie, there's a band, you're going to dance? No. I don't know how to swing dance. Emily?
We want to know what you think.
Yeah,
you know
tell us. Is it
wedding DJ for you? Is it wedding band for you? Have you been to a great wedding that had one or the other? Please let us know.
If you have been to a wedding with a good band, send me the name of this band. Call your friend and be like, hey, Brandon, what was that band you had at your wedding 25 years ago? There's some loud black lady that wants to know if your band was trash. I just want to see it. If you are a good wedding band, don't send me the link. Because
I feel like that's a mixed message. Because
this is the thing is, if you're a good wedding band and you send me your link, you'd be like, hey, I'm a good wedding band. If I don't think you're a good wedding band, you're not going to get the response that you want. You are opening yourself up to criticism that you don't need. So if you think you're a good wedding band, don't come to me. Go to Josh. Be like, hey, Josh, I'm a good wedding band. Tell Dulce we're a good wedding band. And then Josh can listen to you. And then Josh can be like, hey, I proved my point. And if you're a good wedding band, I will come back on this show, back on this platform, okay? When people talk about having a podcast in their platform, it annoys me. Also, when people talk about their brand, I want to punch people in the face. But if you're a good wedding band, you send your demo to Josh. Josh fucks with it. He can send it to me. And if I fuck with it, the next episode that we're doing after, I will listen to your band and be like, you know what? Bobby and the Sunchokes, pretty great band, okay?
So I will
advertise for your band if you're a good wedding band.
We want you to know that we appreciate you. If you're looking to catch up with us on any of the socials, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And also at Josh Johnson on Twitter. If you are looking for Dulce,
you can find me on Al Gore's internet at Dulce Sloan. DulceSloan. Dulce, not Dolce, because my mother went to college.
So we also want to let you know right now, in this moment, we want to use our platform. We want to build our brand.
Because we're trying to do what, Josh?
We're trying to grind.
Yes! Okay?
And we're trying to bring you with us in the grind, okay? So if you're still
down for all that,
we're going
to be at ground.
Check in next week, all right? Where we're going to really introduce some grind time topics, okay?
I'm really worried about you. Okay. You need an intervention.
So tune in next Thursday, all right, to get your weekly helping of your grind juice.
Of your grind supplements, okay?
Of your grind supplements coming through your ears, maybe come through the eyes. If you check this out on YouTube, it's going to be on YouTube, the whole thing, all right? We give it out to you, the people, for free because we care about bringing the knowledge to the youth and bringing the grind to the people. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
Get your weekly injection of that grind juice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put on that belt, all right?
Wait.
Tickle that needle opportunity.
The thing that you're saying is bad now. That's it. No medicine was ever administered with a belt. We should probably stop now. Everybody have a great week into the weekend, and we will catch you very soon.
Grinding.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.